from KQED.
We've been covering the Trump administration's immigration policies through the lives of people at a migrant shelter in Tijuana, Mexico. KQED's Farida Javala Romero reports that for deportees, there's a glimmer of hope that they'll get back on their feet through jobs along the border.
Mayor Nereida Fuentes holds a pair of scissors and gets ready to inaugurate a fair at a crowded park in the city of Tecate, just east of Tijuana.
A la cuenta. Uno.
Fuentes is flanked by a gaggle of government officials and a beauty queen wearing a sparkly crown. She cuts a bright red ribbon.
Three. Felicidades, Tecate.
The annual event aims to promote the area's commerce and industry. And Mayor Fuentes has a message to Mexicans who are getting deported from the U.S. We need skilled workers, people who speak English. There are opportunities here too, she says. Fuentes says her small city is seeing an influx of deportees. Many of them had built a life in the U.S. She says many more deportees land in the nearby and much bigger city of Tijuana, where Bernabé Esquer Peraza heads economic development. He was one of the dignitaries at the Tecate Fair.
We have a lot of industry.
His agency helps connect job seekers and employers, and Esquer says they have 8,000 openings listed.
You know, we build a lot of medical devices, a lot of televisions. We build the Toyotas, which they sell around the world. The plant is in Tijuana.
Esquer touts new foreign investment worth millions of dollars in the city and says Tijuana is going through a building boom.
Well, a lot of people get deported. They have the construction experience. They can have a work immediately.
Finding work, even if it pays a lot less than in the U.S., is something that gives hope to deportees like Sergio Saucedo. He found himself recently at the Casa del Migrante shelter after decades of living in the U.S. Saucedo had just found a kitchen job at a casino in downtown Tijuana, 3 days after he was deported. He says he got hired because he has 10 years of experience as a cook in the Los Angeles area. He says it's a chance to move forward after he was deported with nothing. His first priority? To save money for a cell phone so he can call his two American children. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala Romero in Tijuana.